Thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and light to our paths. Oh, Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you, Father. This morning, this afternoon, Lord, we come. Just like it says in your word, I'm going to read it again. In Matthew chapter 5, it says, God blesses those who are poor and realize their needs for them. For the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice. Jesus, this morning, I hunger and thirst for justice. I hunger and thirst for more of you. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. So Lord, purify our hearts as we come before you, Jesus. As I come before you, Lord, Holy Spirit, purify my heart, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Purify us with holy fire. Purify us, Lord, with living water. Purify us, Lord. Purify, purify, purify. Holy Spirit, purify, Lord, purify, sanctify, Jesus, sanctify. It says, God bless those who work for peace, for they will be called children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing the right thing, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, thank you for giving us a way to come to you. Jesus, 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 the name of Jesus. Lord, we seek, you know, we seek you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you as we read it, you know, we get to know you. Yeah, we get to know you as we read the Bible, as we read the living word. The living word, Father. I pray that you would once again today attract our heart to your living word. Living word, living water, breath of life. Come and breathe. Come and satisfy. Come and breathe. Living water, breath of life. Jesus. Yes, Father, thank you for your word. Ah, thank you. It says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 13, it says, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot and as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Let it be done. Let this be done in our lives, Father. Let us be salt. Let us be light in this world, Jesus. Let our action, let our behavior, let every move we make represent you. Thank you, Father. Verse 21, it says, you've heard that our ancestors were told you must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. Jesus. If you call someone idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fire of hell. So if you're presenting your sacrifice at the altar in the temple and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. When you are on your way to court with your adversary, settle your differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. If that happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny. Oh, verse 33. Thank you, God, for your word this morning. Your word is light. Your word is sanctified us by your word, with your word, Jesus. You have also heard that our ancestors were told, you must not break your vows. You must carry out the vows you make to the Lord. But I say to you, do not make any vows. Do not say by heaven, because heaven is God's throne. And do not say by the earth, because the earth is the footstool, his footstool. And do not say by Jerusalem, for Jerusalem is the city of the great king. Do not even say by my head, for you can't turn one hair white or black. Just simply say yes and I will, or no I won't. Anything else beyond this can be from the evil one. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. You've heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as children of your Father in heaven. For he gives you sunlight. He gives sunlight to both the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friend, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you ought to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Thank you, Jesus. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners or in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you. Pray your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. Father, as we pray today, you see our hearts. You see our hearts. As we come into this temple, this sanctuary, God, we come just coming away with you, Lord, acknowledging that I need you so much, Jesus. I need you, Father. I need you today, Lord. I need you. I need you, Father. I need you. When you pray, don't babble on and on like the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask. Father, you know us. You know me. You know us. You know us, Jesus. You know our need, Lord God. You know our need. You know what we need. And Father, we need you. We need every breath, your every breath that comes from your mouth. We need it. I need it, Jesus. I need your Shekinah glory. I need your glory this morning, this afternoon, Father, today, this day. I need your anointing. I need the oil, Jesus. I need the oil, Jesus. I seek the secret place, Father. I seek your face, God. I seek you, Jesus. I call out your name. I say, Lord, I need you, Father. I come before you. I come before you, Lord Jesus. And this is your word. It says when we pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. It says, our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sins against us. Don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, Don't make it so obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled, so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face, then no one will notice that you're fasting, except your Father, who knows what you're doing in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Lord, I pray for an endurance in prayer. Lord, I pray for an endurance in prayer. Lord, I pray for an increased. God, I pray as we continue to seek you that you would heal us. You would heal the brokenhearted, but you would also heal our physical pain. You would heal, you would restore people's back. You would restore people's knee. You would heal cancer. God, Jesus, we want the fullness of you, God. We want the fullness. That's what I want. I want the fullness, God, the fullness, the whole thing. I want the whole thing, Jesus. I ask, Lord, that you'd stretch out your hands.
Shall never know better. Great name. Closer, closer to you, Father. Holiness is what I long for.
revelation of the secret place within. We need a deeper hunger for the secret place, the secret place. As we dwell under the shadow of the mighty God, we'll abide.
God, I don't want to be like one of those pastors with no oil. So
sanctify. Oh, search me, oh God. If you want to start something here, start with me.
Oh,
Your presence in this place, King Jesus. We love you in this place, Lord. We love your presence, God, for we know that it is your presence alone that makes the difference. It is your presence alone that makes the difference. I love the name of Jesus, for your name is power. In your name, the captives delivered. In your name, people come to salvation. In your name, people are baptized in the water of repentance and in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. God, I honor your name, God of heaven and earth. God of wonders, the Alpha, the Omega, the living one, the Lion and the Lamb. The weapons of our warfare is not carnal, for we're not waging war against people, but we're fighting against the principalities. We're fighting against the spirit of division. We break divided walls in the name of Jesus. We break the wall of addiction. I break in the name of Jesus the wall of religion. I break in the name of Jesus the wall of eating addiction, smoking addiction, whatever the addiction might be. I break those walls in the Jesus. We break in the name of Jesus the walls, the chains that bound people in the spirit of depression, the spirit of discouragement, in the spirit of death, in the spirit of suicide. In the name of Jesus, right now I pray in the authority and the power that's in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah. Sins, God. Jesus, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we come against the spirit of the accuser and accuse the believers. Send your angels, the mighty angels that fight. Lord, I humble myself before you. I humble myself under your mighty hands. Under your mighty hands. Lord, I humble myself. I humble myself. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. I need you. I can't do it. You can do it. I can't do it, but you can. I can't do it. You can, Lord. I'm not wise. You wise, Lord. I'm not strong. You are strong, Jesus. Holy Spirit. This is not my church, it's your church. And God, I thank you that the gates of hell can't prevail against it. The plans of the enemy can't prevail against your church. Build your kingdom here. Change the atmosphere. Set the captives free. Build your kingdom here. Change the atmosphere. Heal the sick. Deliver the demon possessed. Those who are being captive. For an increase in spirit of discernment, an increase of fresh outpouring in the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come on. Come on, Lord. I've seen you do it. Come and baptize us when we come together. Jesus. Cause people to repent of their sin. Lord, I pray for an increase of the reverent fear of God. An increase in the reverent fear of God, that we would not operate, function in the fear of man, but we would fear you. An increase in the fear of the Lord. An increase in vision, dreams. Release the prophetic voice. Release the prophetic voice, Lord. We listen, we listen, we listen. Lord, Holy Spirit, I don't put you in a box. I don't put you in the box every time we come together. God, every time I come here, I say, Lord, I need your moves. I have no plans. I want your plans, God. So put me in line with your plans, God. An increase in boldness. An increase in courage to confront sin, to confront the spirit of the world in our church. An increase, a fresh outpouring of holiness. We serve a holy God, so therefore we must be holy in all we do. I must be holy. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my motives. Search me. Lord, I pray that you would rise up leaders in this church, kingdom-minded, servant leaders, people, lover of your presence leaders, Jesus, people who will not be a person here, but another person at work, another person at home, but people of integrity, people of ethic, people of moral character, people who are filled with the Spirit. Father, this hour I intercede for the marriages in our church. Lord God, have mercy. We come against the spirit of roommates. People, Christians who just be roommates. Jesus, have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would rise up the fathers in the homes. Fathers would take the responsibilities to be the priest for their wives and their children. Jesus. Jesus. Stretch out your hands, Father. We thank you that when we pray, you listen. When we pray, you answer. We thank you for this great opportunity we have to seek you. And we seek you with all our hearts. Thank you that in you we find love, we find peace, we find joy. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done.